I just put myself in this position of really having a lot to say, you know. A lot of people just disgrace or discriminate just because the way you look or something and the way you live. Well, I'm gonna tell y'all about my little lifestyle I have kicking right now and all, you know, as an 18-year-old and going on 19 in August 13th. So look at how I'm living. To live up in the hood and then you get out. You ever grow up to sell a lot of weed? Well, I did at 13, that's why I did that shit. And I had loud pack in my pocket, I never forget it. I remember going to school, getting in trouble with it. I took it to school like a fool, but I ain't with that shit no more. Because I was acting crazy though. I used to have a lot of funds, now I'm living good, you know. I done paid them off and I'm on to another mission. I said I'm on to another mission. I'm not tryna get involved with fuck niggas. I'm tryna stay out of trouble, not around you fuck niggas. Because the reason why I'm not around you fucks, y'all always stealing shit and always doing stupid shit. Y'all always jumping motherfuckers. But I got a life, I'm not with stupid motherfuckers. Yeah. I'm not trying to stand up on the block with crowds of dudes, because I used to do that when I was younger and in school. But now I'm out of school, it's summertime, I'ma keep it cool and I'ma stay my ass away from the hood, cause it ain't cool. I always used to get in trouble in the hood, but now I'm good, I'm staying in a great neighborhood. What's up though? And all y'all talking that opposition shit though, I tell y'all, y'all transition for fuck nigga. Oh, I call this verse 2, I'm crushing game. I'm never stopping. Every time I'm going for the pen, and everybody's saying you will rip this song, and I done ripped every track I hopped on. Yeah, look at how I'm living on my good though. And I remember I was standing in the middle of the hood though, when I was walking around with crowds of people, and I don't understand, but I went out of that sequel. Well, y'all fucking up around there. A lot of shootings going wrong. I'm glad I'm not around there. I guarantee I won't have my fucking kids around there if I had them, man. Cause they need to be in a greater perspective, because that's a bad neighborhood. I'm not gonna put them what I've been through. Step in my shoes and take the ride I've been through. And all them fights I got into, it was crazy, oh. Look at how I'm living. Yeah, you know, just be happy that you're not going through the same thing that I went through. You know, like, there's a lot of kids that went through a lot of pain in their life, and there's a lot of kids that always never had nobody, you know. So put yourself in my shoes. You're in a position of not having anybody who wants you. You got put in adoption, you know.